Tantor Audio presents Big Bad Beast by Shelley Laurenston. Narrated by Charlotte Kane. Prologue. It wasn't his idea of an ideal place to discuss such matters, but he was willing to be flexible, considering whom he was meeting with. And, to be honest, Niles Van Holtz, Van to his friends and family, preferred that this meeting take place in a large, open area, in neutral territory, with lots of people around. He stepped out of his car and allowed his young cousin to follow. 6-year-old Ulrich was staying with Van and his mate for the summer because, to quote his relatively new bride, Irene, that young man needs to realize that his father's an idiot now rather than later when the damage is done. The kid wasn't exactly a challenge, though. All he did was read and work on his knife skills in the kitchen. He didn't even need TV, and seemed to find it a distraction from his books. He didn't talk much at first, but Irene had a surprising way with kids, drawing Rick out of his self-imposed shell until he turned into quite the chatty pup when the mood struck him. So Van knew he could have left the kid back in Seattle, but in just a few weeks, Rick had become, as Irene called him, Van's shadow. And that meant that leaving him behind just didn't sit right. Besides, it was just a business meeting, nothing dangerous or anything, even if it was with one of his pack's sworn enemies. Business was business to Van, and he assumed everyone else felt that way as well. Stay right here, Rick. Van placed the kid on the hood of his rental car, a speedy little Porsche he'd picked up near the Memphis airport before traveling out for the meeting in this neutral territory. I'll be right over there, okay?
Okay.